Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello everyone, it's your favourites, Tim and Guy. We're back.
We are.
We didn't go anywhere. We've been here the whole time.
No.
In this room.
It's untrue. We've both been in various different places at various different times. Tim is lying to both you and himself. I don't know why.
We're here to announce an exciting new venture in the Tim and Guy Industries. That's the name of our company.
That's right. Now, recently, as part of our Patreon, we were watching the film, the 2011 film, Jack and Jill, starring Adam Sandler twice, Katie Holmes and Al Pacino once, and the Adam Sandler featured players, more or less all of them, save for one notable absentee.
He was mentioned, but he wasn't featured.
And he was mentioned unfavorably.
Disparagingly.
As the punchline to a joke. That man's name? Rob Schneider. And hearing that and hearing how much disdain with which he is treated within the Sandlerverse, in spite of the fact that he is a friend, presumably, or some sort of frenemy perhaps, Tim and I have walked into what might be the best or worst idea for a mini-series, if you will, focusing on Real Rob.
What is Real Rob? It's his Netflix show, which Guy informs me was self-funded, yes. Which blows my damn mind.
I'm reading now from Deadline, January 30, 2014. The headline, Rob Schneider challenges TV biz model with independently produced comedy series he co-created, financed, and stars in. Now, would we say someone investing their own money in their career is challenging a business model, or would we say this is just an insane thing to do?
Definitely the former. I'm no accountant or Hollywood bigwig, but I would not advise this as a course of action.
So if somehow this news escaped you, the sort of story reads as Rob Schneider is returning to serious television, this time on his own terms.
Yeah, bitches. You can't tell him what to do. He's doing this the Rob way.
In an endeavor he hopes shakes up Hollywood, the actor-comedian is self-financing and starring in the idea that anyone who just takes medicine into their own hands is shaking up Hollywood is preposterous. And starring in an 8-episode independently produced comedy series he co-wrote with his wife, Mexican writer-producer Patricia Azakoya Schneider, who will co-star on the show, and his friend comedian Jamie Lasso. Here is the quote to which this show shall be upheld. This is Rob Schneider. I want to do my own Fawlty Towers.
Generally considered the greatest comedy TV series ever produced.
That's right. Also, not remotely autobiographical, set in a fictitious hotel in Torquay. Whereas the story continues to say that Real Rob is, it's up close and personal. He's not afraid to bear the details of his personal life.
I'm writing an autobiography. I want to do my own Fawlty Towers.
Exactly. The single camera documentary style half hour is edgier, geared to cable networks. It centers on Rob playing a version of himself, his Mexican wife Patricia also playing herself, Rob's incompetent assistant whom he cannot fire because he is his friend, and Rob's personal stalker.
Now, I haven't seen any of the show yet, but I'd be willing to bet that edgy content, according to Rob Schneider, is probably going to be bordering on hate speech for the rest of us.
That's right. So anyway, this was in 2014. Since then, two seasons of the show have been made, 8 episodes each, both released on Netflix. So this podcast, which is called Overlooked and Undercooked, a critical analysis of Rob Schneider's self-funded Real Rob television series, will pick apart each episode of each season.
Pick apart?
Discuss, just analyze.
Whatever, yeah, exactly. We'll watch it and we'll talk about it.
Right now, I suppose, we must face the very grisly business of watching episode one.
I'm looking forward to it. I don't want to prejudge Real Rob. This could be great. Let's find out together.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.